hear it again and again, I feel, oh, I had forgotten that. And I think it's stimulating us to think about ourselves. So, question time. Do you have questions? I'll pass the mic around.
To be honest with you, it's not a question. I just want to thank God so much and deeper inside of me. We all normally have our Western brothers coming here and have conferences, but this is one of the most important conferences I have never had in my life. Surprisingly, it's not from UK, it's not from America, it's from Kenya. That's a good news.
Yes.
So I feel so much inspired that even something from Kenya can be better than something from UK. Complete the sentence. Brother, thank you so much for what I've done.
That was encouraging, wasn't it? So now, in addition to that, are there any questions that you'd like to ask so that we can sort of brainstorm and work through? Shall I ask my brother to start? I can see a question. Please come.
I don't have a question. Uh-huh. Just as Erefus has just spoken, this has been a wonderful moment for both of us, for the young and the married. I am old now. I'm 55. And I've been married for 33 years. You know, this message, this teaching, for sure, this is my first time I've just had it. So where have I been all these years? I've been in Kenya. I've never met them. I've been in churches. Pastors run with messages, but they don't tell us, they don't sit down and teach the church what we are supposed to learn. So we are always running like wind passing by and we are gone. So I am so, so grateful. I and my wife, we have learned something and we are going, some of the things actually we are going to implement. I'm going to use that chart. I'm remaining with about, let me say, how many years on earth? No, that's a secret to me.
There you go.
Yes. But I can see God opening doors for me to be richer and even make my children to be what he said, that God can bring that which you have through your children to be something. Leaders in this world, leaders in this nation, big people in this nation, what are you waiting for? So thank you, sir. You have been a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there's still more to come. There is still more to come. There's a question. Please come.
Thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Bukusi. Sir, I would like you to throw more light on number 7 and number 8. That's designing a financial strategy and establishing an implementation plan. I don't know whether you can briefly take us through maybe a typical example.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I'm called Anna Tyre.
Yes, thank you. We will, that's after lunch session, so don't go away. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There's one more.
Thank you very much, sir, for that wonderful presentation. For me, I personally am still single, but some time back, I planned for my future, of which I'd started some business, of which there are some challenges which have stopped it. Like, I lost my brother, and when I came back, the city council authority closed my shops. Then the work which I was doing, also I lost my work, and there were some circumstances also in the workplace. I have to pay that capital. So I want to give us some way forward for the challenges that may come. Thank you.
Those are financials.
I'm God-free.
God-free. Thank you. I think the financial session after this will be good. Great.
Thank you, God-free.
Thank you, guys. Could you please talk more about income? Yeah? That word. It seems like a guy with a huge ego. How did you manage to tame that? How did you work through? How did you work through? Just talk more about incompatibility.
Well, let me take another question and then I'll respond to that.
Thank you very much, our facilitators. My name's Dina Ponseng. I'm very happy to have organized. I thank my pastor for having organized this. It's of its first kind in Africa to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have just a question on designing a financial strategy. How can I say it? I'm a half caste, Ugandan Kenyan. And now, I'm Kenyan and married to Ugandan. And then the financial strategy is, let's plan, let's do this. And he is, si unafanya, unafanya pesa zako, use your money the way you want. I'll use my money the way I want.
Yes.
Tumejenga nyumba, we've built a house, tuna gari, sasa pesa yangu anataka ya nini? Please, how do I talk to him that we can plan that financial strategy because we still have kids? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, my sister, my half-sister. Now, is there any other question? Oh, okay, good. So we'll respond at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, concerning number three, which is design a strategy to navigate the stress, because as we are, this is a family, I'm presuming now, I'm putting in my family scenario. Yes. And of course, my family involves some people, some families abroad, and we are trying to remove stress from ourselves and from the other side. But as you're trying to do the business family, you're still getting some challenges. Eh? You're not clear. You're like, there's some bit of a itch somewhere. Someone is not either comfortable or sees it as a competition with the friends around. Yet you've got yeses around. Then even as you do the stress issue thing, basically it's not about there's no money. It's about someone being too selfish. You know, when you take it further, that maybe we can't go out only once for a dinner. Maybe as a family, I'm assuming, but it's not going to happen because tuition has to be paid for someone. But you as an individual who is brighter, more intelligent, and more smarter, I expect you, even though some people have birthdays in their families, but we've tried to cover it that there is no money when actually there is money to buy him a gift or something he likes. But someone is pretending tewali sente. And someone acts like even tears come tewali sente or tewali chilabo chamua. When actually there's a gift there on their bed to give that person. So I don't know how to handle such a person and communicate in the most comfortable way when we are all on the internet or when we are using the mobile phone. I get pissed and confused and wonder which kind of communication we have with this person. Because the things are available there, but how to tap them in the right way and being sensitive to mommy and daddy. So I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll answer those and then we'll have a lunch. Eh?
Okay. There was just the questions that came up was the issue of incompatibility, and then there was the financial strategy. How are we going to be able to facilitate that when there's, it's related to incompatibility. People are thinking in two parallel tracks. The issue of how do you design a strategy to navigate the stress? Maybe I'll tackle a couple and then Alan will add. The issue of incompatibility, my best resort to that is the power of agreement. I'll give an example. When we first got married, Alan decided he wants to start a business. And I'm the safe type. I want everything to be safe. the woman is usually the one who creates the nest. You want safety. You want a safety net. He was more the likely one. He was more a risk taker, and I'm more risk averse. Even if you've tried playing these games, is this game by Kiyosaki? Mm. The
cash flow.
Cash flow quadrant. You'll find that's a very good way of being able to discover each other's financial or risk taking or risk averseness. So we discovered we are different. He takes risks. I don't take risks. But one thing that really helped me was the power of agreement. Even as you find someone is different from you or not thinking about the gifts or thinking you should work with your own money, I work with mine. What I discovered was the power of agreement. Flowing with the person ultimately will help you achieve the longer term objective. Take this example of the business. I definitely would have wanted him to have a safe job with a hierarchy of growth and a place where once we finish this, we'll go here. And maybe that's why what makes me more of a strategist, because I want to see the blueprint all the way. But I had to say, what will make Alan be the best that he can become? If I lock him into a job, will it really help us as a family eventually? It will pacify my need for safety, but it will ultimately kill his need for taking advantage of opportunities. And ultimately, it will thwart our family as a whole. So many times you'll find that if you think long term, like Dorothy and I were discovering at the break when we were saying, what have we learned? If you look long term, you'll see the results. Sacrifice now so that you can get the long term objective. The power of agreement. So you'll look and say, okay, why do you want talking, communication? Why do you want to start a business? Oh, because this has been my long term ambition, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, oh, okay. So that's what you are thinking about. We didn't talk about it before we got married. But now, you know, this is what you really want. Eventually, I struggled, obviously, with the fear. But then I had to calm down and say, so what am I afraid of? Not having food, not having school fees, not having a regular income. Fortunately, between us, we said, okay, you stay on a regular job and you go and start enterprise. So for about how many years? I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. Most 15 plus years, I was on a regular job, earning, paying rent, making sure the fees was paid. And it satisfied me because my fear was managed. Whereas he would go and do the enterprise, he would go and work and get the resources to do the project. So we had an agreement and we were both working towards a common long-term objective. So for me, the incompatibility can be used for, you've done the SWOT analysis where you have the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Your threat can be turned into an opportunity because you can look at it and say, oh, okay, maybe that's why God put us together. I'm too safe. I stick to the closed safe harbor, but he can go into the deep seas. We need to move each other towards our common objective. So look at the incompatibility as a potential strength to work you towards your greater achievement, looking at the long term. We'll talk about financial strategy in the afternoon and then designing a strategy to navigate the stress. A lot of communication skills. There's a book I would highly recommend that's titled Crucial Conversations. I'll get the title and write it up for you. How to communicate when the stakes are high, when emotions run high, when issues to do with money. I was one person who hated talking about money. When it came to budget talks, I felt he wants to control my money. Remember, I'm the one who wants to be safe, isn't it? I'm the one who wants to keep. He's more likely the one who wants to take the risk. So I would feel threatened. Why am I threatened? Is it because I want to keep, and he wants to invest. Let's not say spend. Eh? Mm-hmm. And in fact, she at some point, after a while, I started learning his language. So whenever I wanted to spend some money, I would say, can we invest in this?
Invest in a dress. Yeah?
Invest in something that, you know. So it's so connected. Everything is a web of communication. And then also that essence of agreement. Agree, learn to agree, learn to agree. Our biggest fight was when we wanted to do, when we were married for how long? I think 2 months. Mm. And then we were drawing up the shopping list. I was used to doing my shopping. He was used to doing his own shopping. That's the issue of incompatibility. So I wanted us to buy juice. And he said, we don't need to buy juice. Of all the things, juice. And I think we fought over that. Why not? And why yes? Why not? Why yes? I don't even know who won the battle. But ultimately we learned that you just need to put the stakes on the table, put the list on the table, and come to agree and say, this is the direction. I'll give in here, you give in there, and we move for the greater cause. So I'll ask him to answer if there's anything else to add on that.
Oh, you have. Thank you. I think we are great. You see, she's also a good presenter, isn't she? Yeah? Okay. Now, this rain is a great blessing because it keeps you inside here. Okay. Now, we quarreled over the juice because we agreed that at home we write the shopping list, isn't it? So we wrote the shopping list at home. Then we went to the supermarket. Do you know what she says? I'm thirsty. I want to buy juice. I looked at the list. I said, there's no list. I mean, I'm a man, aren't I? Very logical thinking. Systematic. If you are thirsty, you plan. You plan to buy the juice. Don't just get thirsty now and say you want juice. So there's no juice. Okay, so... we go home, we do the budget, and we put juice. Then we come shopping again. But now that we're in the shop, no juice. So we went home without the juice. Now, it took me some time to realize that people actually develop feelings, that feelings are things that can develop any time. But you know, I'm a very strong, outgoing person. She's, you know, have to check all issues. Though I think that is changing these days. She's now becoming more riskier. And it's me who has to say, that one is too far out in the ocean. So what has happened is that we have, this incompatibility has spiraled and gelled and is creating a new project. So now she's the one who suggests projects. This is the person who wanted to sit on a job by herself without anything. But now she can say, you know, there's land in Kitengela. And I'm the one who says, how are you going to buy it? Previously, I'm the one who is saying, let's go and buy land there. And she will say, no, it can't happen. So this incompatibility rubs on to one another and helps. The thing of financial is communication. And I hope by the structure that we get through today, you will have developed enough tools. And it's very difficult to explain this thing to one person. This is why I always say, come both of you. You see these guys, they will be off at a very high speed. But those who of you who have not come with your spouses, you will be talking and they'll be saying, okay, sour. It will be difficult. But of course, you must make a start, eh? So there are going to be things that you're going to have to work through. Now, one of the things I would like, she's talked about books. One of us as Africans, please, let us read. A lot of this information is in books, but we don't read. Honestly, it's true. Somebody went through it the other day. The other day I was reading the history of the church, Sitam in Nairobi. And it goes back to 1900, 1918. And the problems you have on a day-to-day basis have been documented. And they've been shown. The Bible says that there's nothing new. Everything that has already been. Some of it have. Just read. Get hold of it. And this is going to be part of the married fellowship. Okay? There are going to be topics and issues that need to be discussed. Because marriage is not ending here till now you're prepared for the full. It's going to be a day-to-day walk. And they're going to be, at one point, parenting is going to be an issue. At another point, finances is going to become a challenge. Another point, in-laws are going to become a challenge. At another point, the politics of the nation can become... Do you know there are families that are divided along political grounds? And you wonder, you're not buying because they voted for... And you're on the same place. So we are not eating chicken for a week because my candidate lost. Now, there's chicken here, so we must hand over to food. Can we do 30 minutes food? 30 minutes? Yes. Who's... in charge of the food program. Thank you. That's right. Amen.
We thank God so much for our facilitators, Alan and Violet. God bless you so much. Now, as we have lunch, let's pray and We thank you so much, Father, for your grace and mercy to us, the wisdom that you're giving us tonight, that you'll give us the courage to implement in our lives, Lord, and the strength and all the resources we need, Lord, to live your image, Lord, and to be your likeness. We pray for the lunch that you sanctify and bless it to nourish us, and that you bless that prepared it, and that the rest of the day, Lord, shall continue to make us more fruitful to the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lunch is ready, please.
Thank you.
Just queue and pick up the food.
If you're in the queue and you're thinking, I need to...